Om Shanti. So we'll discuss today's Avyakta Murli. This Murli is about 35 years back. Baba has told about so many things, and I was thinking how much relevant all those things are even today. We'll start with a very short story, and this story I have told many times in the past, but I'm retelling that story. The story has been told by Russian author Leo Tolstoy, and he talks about a peasant, a farmer, and in the initial part of the story, the name of that farmer was Pakholm, something like that, Pakholm. So this Pakholm was always complaining, always wanting more and more land, always purchasing land and selling land, but he was very much dissatisfied about everything in life. So this farmer, this peasant, was very much unhappy, and one day another person comes to his place, a monk comes to his place, and he tells him that, why are you here? You should go to another land, the land of, there's a name of a place in Russia, since this is a Russian story, the name of the place is Bashkiria. So why don't you go to that Bashkiria? There the land is very cheap. So this peasant thinks whole night, and early morning he sells off everything and he goes to that land of Bashkiria, and those Bashkirs, the people staying in that place, they tell him that, yes, land is very much cheap here. Only thing is that from morning till evening, you have to just walk or run, and whatever place you cover, that land would be yours. So he gets overjoyed. Early morning he reaches that place, the entire village is standing out there, and he starts his journey and he starts walking. So it is shown how his mind changes during this course of the journey. So as he starts walking, he starts thinking, why am I walking? I should rather run. Because the condition was that whatever land you walk or you encircle, you enclose, that will be yours. So he starts walking. So in between he gets thirsty, but he thinks that why I should stop and drink, otherwise I will get less land. So he throws off his water bottle. Again he gets hungry, but he again thinks that why I should stop and eat. He throws off his food and he walks, or then he starts running and panting. He was out of breath, and he had the thought that he should also return back now, because otherwise he won't be able to reach the starting point. Because the condition was that he has to walk and come back to the same point. And whatever land he covers, that will be his. So it is almost midday. But he is always tempted, because he sees that the other side of the land is so greenery is there. So much fertile land is there. So let me walk a little more. So he walks a little more. He runs a little more. But in this way, it is almost 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and then he thinks, now I should return back. And then he starts his journey back. And it is shown that he is running, and also evening is coming close. And he then starts seeing that villagers are standing out there, and he has to reach that point before the sunset. So he runs very fast. But just before reaching that point, he drops dead. He is gone. So villagers, they take his body and they bury him. He was about 6 feet, and the land which was required for his burial was 6 feet. That was the land what was required. And he was running. Why I am telling this story? Today's Murli is something about this. This Murli tells you about a tree of expansion. If Nikhilesh Bhai is here, he can draw a tree. This is a tree, a beauty. Oh, it's already drawn. Bring it. So it's already drawn. But I would like to make some modification in this tree. If suppose this is the tree, this is the tree of expansion, Vistar. So this tree of expansion has got 6 branches. 3 branches are on this side. You can make another tree. There should be three branches on this side and 3 branches on this side. So there are total 6 branches. Okay. The trunk of the tree is the body. The trunk of the tree is the body. The seed of the tree is body consciousness. So this body consciousness is a seed. The trunk is body. And there are six branches. So Baba is telling us something about this tree of expansion. Because of this expansion, you have gone away from yourself. You are actually a soul, a seed, and now very first statement of the Murli, extremely beautiful statement of the Murli, very first line, Baba has used the word sound four times. He is describing in one line, actually this could be a topic of thesis, just the first line of the Murli, the first line which he is talking here. He is God, Baba. He is resident of a world beyond sound. So he is coming from that world beyond sound to this world of sound. Okay? These are the two areas, two places he is describing. That is the world beyond sound and this is the world of sound. He is coming in this world of sound. For what purpose? To take everyone beyond sound. And how he is doing that? Through sound. This is a beautiful thing. This is an English figure of speech. This is known as repetitions. The same word has been repeated so many times. So he is a resident of world beyond sound. He is coming into this land of sound. His aim is to take everyone beyond the sound. And he himself is taking the help of sound. Because he often talks in Murli, I don't give gyan through inspiration. I never talk through prerna. Because I have to take somebody, and when he takes somebody, a material body, he has to use sound. Also, he has to talk in the same language that the worldly people understand. So he takes the help of body, he takes the help of sound, he takes the help of language. And he also takes the help of the worldly examples. He gives examples of science. Just as scientists, they go above, force of gravity is eliminated. So also you have to go above. So he gives the examples of this world. All those things do not exist in that world. But he, since he is coming here and he wants us to understand him who is beyond sound, he is using sound. So sound, four times sound in different manner, different meaning each sound has got. So he has come here for what reason? To take us beyond sound. But he sees that we are lost in expansion. Unless and until you become a seed, unless and until you become a point, unless and until you become as he is, you cannot go back. His aim is to take us back. He has come to take us back, so we have to become as he is. So, where are we lost? This is the tree of expansion, where there are six branches on this side, three branches on this side and three on this side. Out of these six branches, one branch belongs to path of devotion. One branch belongs to path of devotion. Out of the six branches, three are very much relevant now. Two are related to something of the past. So first branch of expansion is awareness of body. Dehabhan. This is the first branch. Actually this first branch itself has a big expansion. Different forms of body consciousness. Different forms of awareness. Getting mood off, getting upset, to like something and don't like other things. So many forms are there. Irritation, peevishness, so many forms of these subtle forms of body consciousness, which actually we don't include in the form of vices, but we say we like this, we don't like this, this subtle form of dislike. These all are included in the form of body consciousness or bondage. This is the first branch, account. Baba is using the word account, that is the first. Second is, which is the second branch? Relationships. So many relationships we are lost in. He is my mother, she is my mother, he is my father, he is my this, he is my that, he is my that. This is a whole lot of a huge tree of relationships. Even in the after becoming Brahmin, also we have formed so many relationships and we are lost in that expansion. Third branch is facilities, sadhan, facilities related. This is Baba has used the word bondage. Facilities, this is a bondage. If these things are available, we can do sadhana. Otherwise, sadhana is not possible. If this is available, then only I can do. Otherwise, no. There is a brother down in Shantivan. who looks after AC, he's in charge of that. He was once recounting his experience. He used to go to Brother Jagdish Bhai and tell him, "Brother, please, it's so hot. Should I give AC to your room?" He says, "No." He never accepted AC. Brother Jagdish, that AC brother, always used to, he tells his experience with Brother Jagdish Bhai, but Jagdish Bhai always said, "I don't want AC. Baba never used AC, why I should use AC? I don't want all that." This total independence. This total independence. He used to say that we are sannyasis. We sannyasis, we don't need all of these things. Such spirit of vairag, such spirit of renunciation, such spirit of disinterest is what is required. Otherwise, we are lost in this so many facilities. The more the facilities increase, the lesser the sadhana. Actually, the intense sadhana, if you want to do that, happens only in the absence of all this facilities. But if they are there, use them. So, facilities. Baba has used the word bondage. It is a bondage. Subtle. This is a new topic I would like to give to somebody for the next class. Spiritual slavery. English topic, Shraddha Ben. What are the forms of subtle spiritual slavery? Forms of subtle spiritual slavery. We are somewhere slave in this spiritual life. So you can churn on this. Okay, go ahead. Well, these are the three main branches coming on this side. What are the three branches on the other side? First is related to Guru. Fourth branch is related to Guru in the path of devotion. Forget the devotion, now come in this Brahmin family. Here we make somebody our guru. Here we make somebody our guide. And we want his guidance all the time. If he doesn't give me guidance, I'm lost. He has to tell me everything, what I have to do. I have two options in my life, this or this. He should tell me what I have to do. I am dependent on him for everything. This could be anybody. My senior, my junior, or somebody whom I love. Extra love. So this itself is a bondage. This is, we don't have guru here, but we have made a guru, a spiritual guru. Spiritual guru in the Brahmin family. And we want him to be always our mentor, our preceptor, our teacher, to guide us always. Baba is there, but we believe in his guidance. And we feel that Baba has made him instrument for me. So even this is a subtle bondage. So this bondage, though it's Baba is talking about the path of devotion, but here also this is a bondage. This is fifth. Sixth is sinful activities. One is the sinful activity before Gyan, another the sinful activity after coming in Gyan. After coming in Gyan also we are perpetuating some subtle crimes. In Christianity they call menial sin. Menial means very small sins. But we are committing somewhere or other. Subtle crimes. Spiritual crimes they are known as. Spiritual crime. Small crimes. They are going on somewhere or other. That is fifth. Sixth is suffering of actions. Whatever you are doing, suffering of karma, that comes in the form of diseases. Okay, so there are six branches. Now what to do with these? I try to cut one, it again comes back. I try to cut, it comes again. So many times I try to cut. Oh, I am attached to this person, let me cut this. Okay, man is attached to a woman, woman is attached to a child. She tries to cut that relationship, but after some time she develops similar bondage for some other person. So one is gone, other is ready. So this is how to go about this. So this is a tree of expansion, and in this tree of expansion so many branches are there, and branches, and they are rebranching and growing and growing. The tree is branching out all the time. It's like every day new branches is coming up. Every day new branch, a new bond, a new relationship, a new form of body consciousness, which was never there before. So, what is the management, how to manage this tree of account or this how to burn, where is the seed? As I said, seed is body consciousness. Baba has not clearly mentioned anywhere in the Murli that seed is body consciousness in this Murli, but the seed is body consciousness. It might be, suppose you think of seed is here, it's body consciousness, this is the trunk, this body is the trunk, and these are the branches outshooting. So you have to burn the seed. If the seed is burnt, a rusted seed will never bear fruits. A rusted seed, that seed should be burnt. How to burn the seed? Now that is the question, and that is the topic of churning from today's Murli. How to burn the seed with Baba's remembrance? Then how to burn the seed? How? Okay, by churning. Okay, soul consciousness, intense yoga. How to burn the seed? There is a one word in the Murli which is the crux of the entire Murli. With that one thing you burn the seed, with the fire of love, with the fire of love, with the fire of divine love. Your divine love should increase to such an extent that all these seeds, all these branches are extinguished. All these branches get totally destroyed. So that can happen with the fire of love. Lagan and agan, these are the two words. Lagan word cannot be translated into English, but since it is in English, it's like fire. Extreme love, intense love, fire. There is a fire. Such fire is seen in the lives of the devotees. Most of the devotees, if you see, like Meera, she had that intense fire of love. And she could go beyond all those customs and regulations of the society. Otherwise, a woman, an Indian woman, a woman in Rajasthan, at that time, when women had so many restrictions, at that time she went out and she sang, she danced on the streets of Rajasthan. So that how that happened? How she danced? How she was so much lost in the love of the divine, of the love of the providence? So that happened because of that divine love. When the soul realizes that, who is he who has come in front of me? Let me know that. Let me understand that. Whom I have got. In this Brahmin life, we have to constantly churn one thing about our own past. How much I stumbled around. How much I wandered around. I was wandering here and there and I was not getting him. Now I got him. What is the importance of this meeting, this Brahmin family, and so all those things. You have to churn all these things every day. So what is the way to burn this seed of body consciousness? You have to have divine love, fire of divine love, extreme fire of divine love. How to have this fire of divine love? Now that is another question. First, as we said, churning, self-talk, solitude, going into the depth of this knowledge, understanding this knowledge in great details. This one Murli is enough to make us complete. This one Murli is enough. But how much attention we are paying to this, attention to all the dharanas, attention to all the rules and regulations of this yajna. The more we try to follow this, the more the fire of love increases. And all these forms of body consciousness, they will gradually left behind. So Baba is giving homework in this Murli to ignite this flame of divine love so that you can burn the branches. Now, if you burn the branches, what happens? That is the second part of the Murli. What are the signs, what experiences, what divine, alaukik, godly, supernatural, super sensuous experience a soul feels? Once you are in this seed stage, you are in this soul stage. So Baba has talked about four things, and those four things are too much interlinked. First, you start feeling separateness. You start feeling this is the experience of detachment. That is the first. Four types of experiences. First experience is detachment. Body is different, I am different. This body is not me. Just as clothes and body are two different things. Clothes have not adopted me, I have adopted clothes. This costumes, body is a costume, I am different, body is different. It is just like that wet coconut and dry coconut. Wet coconut is a stage of body consciousness. Dry coconut, you just shake it and you feel it is different. Inside there is something which is different. That kernel has become separated from the shell. So these are two different things. So to have such separateness is the experience of this a soul who is in the seed stage, and a soul who has burnt all those branches will feel this experience that I am soul, body is different. I have come into this body, but I am not this body. I am using this body, but I am not this body. I have to take care of this body, but I am not this body. The body is my temple, but I am not this body. This clear vision, this clear experience, this vivid experience that this and this are two different things, two different things, two different entities. This is the first. Second, soul, soul consciousness. One is to, with the help of divine vision, to see soul. Like some devotees may see, or some of the people who know some knowledge about God, they will have this thing. But here, you don't see it. You don't see it in that way. It is not Sakshatkar, it is Sakshat Swarup. It is practical form. You experience the practical form. This is more important, Baba is saying. To experience soul in the practical form is more important than just seeing it. If you see and if you don't have experience, what is the use? There's no use of it. So, to have the practical experience of soul, and in that you will never say that I have not seen soul. You will say that yes, I have seen soul and I have experienced it. So, this is sort of a deep experience of soul consciousness. That is, it is more than single experience. So, that is the second stage. Third stage is Baba. Third stage is company of Baba. In 1 second you are here and 1 second you are in another world and another 3rd second you are in the subtle world, soul world. You are just going up and down. As if there are rooms. You move from one room to another room. You move from one room to another room. These are the 3 floors. Baba said 1st, 2nd, 3rd floor. So you go from 1st floor to 2nd floor, from 2nd floor to 3rd floor. So soul has become so light, soul has become in a moment. Baba has used at one place 1 minute and another place second. In one moment, you go, in 1 second you are here and another second you are there. In 1 minute you are here, another second you become karma yogi. See, now there is something to it. First, those who are on this corporeal world, karma yogi, for them sometimes it is difficult to go back to that world. But there is another part also. Once you start staying in subtle world for a long time, or your chart of yoga increases, or you start staying in soul world for a long time, you don't feel like to come down. But Baba says that even that is not the stage. That should not be the stage. If you stay 8 hours yoga, okay, Kamlesh, you should come down and look after the library. Otherwise you will say, no, I don't want to. Now I have to stay. I am feeling I will become karmatit soon. And as if I am leaving my body and soul is going out. That is not, Baba is saying that immediately you should come down in a second and start doing your work. And one stage, you can open library in subtle world. Yeah, that's a good idea. So you have to keep on traveling like this. You come here, at one moment you are here, another moment you are there. One moment you are walking in the field, another moment you are giving course to somebody, and the next moment you are lost. You have no relation, no contact with this world. I have nothing to do with this world. The world is dead for me. You are straight away with Bab Dada in subtle world. Or you leave even the subtle body, you go in the soul world. So you keep on jumping, hopping like this from one room to another room. And that day we were discussing about door of soul world. So imagine that this world, let me now open the door and enter into subtle world, open the door into soul world. So these are 3 doors. Okay, so this is one thing. Fourth is flying stage. Fourth experience is flying stage. First experience we said, separateness, experience of detachment. Second is experience of soul. Third is experience of Baba's company everywhere. Innumerable times you go with Baba Dada. Baba has said innumerable times you should be with Baba throughout the day. Innumerable times, multiple times you go to him and stay with him. Fourth is experience of flying. Experience of flying. What is this experience? Just as scientists, they go beyond gravity. Okay? The force of gravity is eliminated once they go. So also you have to go beyond and above everything. They feel that I am above everything. So you have to go above the attraction of matter, prakriti, and above the attraction of vice, vikar. This is the stage of the soul. When these four stages are the experience of a soul who is in the seed stage. And all the branches are finished. And how they are finished? With the fire of divine love. Whole day everybody should churn how to increase love of God. This is the topic of churning. How to increase love of God. How to intensify the fire of love of God. How to have that fire. Fire is needed. Fire. Not those ciders, not those small simmering, no, but fire is needed. Extensive fire. Because these fire alone will burn all those branches, otherwise not possible. So this is in short about the Murli. Then three groups Baba is meeting. First group is fire of, this is from Punjab and Gujarat I think. And first group Baba is talking about remembrance. Canopy of remembrance. Canopy of protection of remembrance. When you remember Baba, what happens? Remembrance itself becomes a canopy. Baba has given two examples, two photographs. First photograph of Vishnu. See, this is a very good thing in this. One more. Whenever you see any picture of Bhakti Mark, you must try to correlate it with Gyan. Any picture. Any, for that matter. Even if you see a Ganpati, Ganesh, there was a picture of Ganesh taking his own selfie. Have you seen that? At one place, they had a Ganesh. Last time, the Ganesh was taking his selfie. One Ganesh was on motorcycle. So, yeah. So, whenever you see any picture of Bhakti Mark or any picture of the path of devotion, you must try to correlate it with Gyan. Just as Baba is doing what? He has taken two pictures. First picture of Vishnu, he is sitting in that Anantasana. Okay? And the bed is of that snake and the canopy is also snake. So when you are in the remembrance of Baba, what happens is that those vices, they become your friend and they also like their canopy. His remembrance becomes a canopy. So that can happen. The vices no more are your enemy. This is first. And second, Baba is this, these mothers staying in the household, they have become shaktis of this Shakti Sena. These mothers have become shaktis of this, and devis are shown how, you must have seen Durga Devi or any of those Kali, how she is shown keeping her foot on the demon. Which so many times it has been shown in the scriptures that she is so powerful, so no vice can overcome you, override you. You have to crush them, all the vices under your feet. That is another story. Baba is talking of other stories. There are so many. I have a few pictures of this. Where Durga especially, she keeps her... Kali also, of course. But Kali has kept her foot on Shankar also somewhere. But Baba is not talking about that. Baba is talking at present about this thing. I don't know whether I have or not. Yeah. Yeah, this is Durga, who is trampling a demon under her feet. So all those forms of deities, what are they? We are those goddesses. We have to take that form of fierce form in front of those demons. All the vices, yeah, that is the difference between when to become Shitla Devi and when to become goddess of coolness and when to become goddess of fierce form. That we have to decide. So that is the thing. That is the first party. Second party, Baba is talking about becoming a great donor. You are sitting near the ocean, near the shore of ocean of knowledge. This ocean is endless, constant and unlimited ocean. So you fill yourself with this ocean, with these treasures, and give it to others. Don't think that people are not emerging. This seva is less here. Baba said that even after 1 month they will come back to you. They have no other place to go. They will come back here only. So never get disheartened. Even if you give knowledge to somebody, because this knowledge is imperishable, these are the imperishable jewels of knowledge, they will never get destroyed. Even if you have told, related this knowledge once to somebody, don't think that that person will not come. One day he has to come. Where he will go? This is the last station. This is the last shop, hatti. They will not go anywhere. They have to come here. And okay, even if they don't come, whatever you did, that is accumulated with Bap Dada. Whatever you did, that is accumulated with Bap Dada. So be a great donor and keep on donating this jewels of knowledge. That is second party. Third party is about, many have read the Murli. What is third party about? How to make the atmosphere of the center powerful. Again, Baba is saying remembrance. With remembrance, you can make atmosphere powerful. So powerful that souls are attracted, pulled towards this center. And that will happen with that fragrance of remembrance. When that fragrance is so much that automatically all the souls are attracted to the center. Baba has given examples of the path of devotion, just as a temple is there. All the people are attracted to that temple. So in the similar manner, because there is a purity, so when that power of purity is there, when that power of remembrance is there, extreme remembrance, extreme power of purity is there, automatically souls will come. They will stop arguing with you. They will not debate with you anymore. There's a very good example here. Miss Margaret Noble, she was, when Vivekananda for the first time he entered the British soil, because when he was in America, some of his friends told him, American friends told him, why don't you go to Britain, why do you want to go to London? So okay, he says, through Paris he enters British soil. There many people are reluctant to listen to him, okay. And many people have lot of misgivings, because this man is talking about Hinduism and this man is talking against Christian missionaries. So there was one lady there, Margaret Noble, Miss Margaret Noble. She was a principal of some school and later on she became his disciple. That's another story. So she had lot of doubts in her mind. So what Vivekananda used to sit down and a small group in a circle would sit and they would he would talk about Vedanta, about Upanishad, about Hindu scriptures. Quoting some shlokas and explaining their deeper meaning. So this lady used to come and sit. So whenever she used to sit, she always used to have but, how, why. Buts, how and whys. Why this, why that, why this? Because she had a very strong attachment to that land where she was born. And he is talking something beyond caste, creed and nation. He is talking about soul. She is attached to that land. And this is that time when British is ruling over India. So he was talking in that way. So she always had these doubts. Later on, when this lady wrote a book, my master, as I saw him, she said that as if Vivekananda, when he was a young Narendranath, and he used to sit in front of his master Ramakrishna, he also used to have but, why, how. Because he was a strong scientific man and this Ramakrishna was unlettered, uneducated person, and how he will accept his nonsense. So what she wrote, I was as if a young Naren sitting in front of Ramakrishna. But here now Narendranath is a Vivekananda and in front of him is Miss Margaret Noble who is sitting. And whatever he used to say, she used to object. It is not like this, it is not like that. Because he was talking in a very higher platform. His stage was very high. But she was attached to the land. Too much attachment, maybe patriotic she was. So gradually then she gave up. She said, I will not listen to this man. But whatever he told, that kept on ringing in her ears most of the time. Because she felt there is some sort of truth in what he is saying. And later on, this lady, became his disciple. And she came to India. She was renamed as Sister Nivedita. Their bond was inseparable throughout. So she became his disciple. So how that happened? He never forced her. Just as his master never forced him, he never forced her. But he says that my master tamed me with his love. Tamed me with his love. In the similar manner, his love was such for all the disciples, and she was one of the prominent of her British disciples who came in India later on. She gave up her world, her own land. Sister Nivedita has done the greatest work in India in the field of social service and a few other things. So, see, here what Baba is saying is, even if they don't listen to you, keep on giving knowledge. One day they will come to you. Even if they don't listen, keep on giving, because this is imperishable. And have that fragrance, have that power of remembrance, so that souls get pulled. Even if they don't agree with your philosophy of Brahma Kumaris, but they cannot resist your purity. They cannot resist your vibrations. They cannot resist that truth within your whole soul, that being. Because they will see that whatever you are saying, you are doing it practically. It's not like those religious speakers who talk and they say that this is for the world, this is not for us. They themselves say that our lecture is for the world, this is not for us to follow. So in this way, this is in short about today's Murli. What are the homeworks or what are the points of journey? First, I said, try to know what are those branches in my life, bondages in my life, six branches in my life. One. Second, how to increase that fire of God's love. Okay, that is the second homework. How to increase that fire of. And then fourth thing is experience of body and soul as different things. Experience of detachment, out of body experiences. Try more and more for this, aim for this out of body experience. That today evening I will have this out of body experience, that I will see body and soul as different. When you see others, see them as soul shining in the middle of the forehead and their body as different. So seeing others also as body and soul different unit, and ourselves also as body and soul as different. That is one. Second is to experience this soul more and more. So for that you need to practice lot of self-respect, lot of soman. That I am this soul, and experience it, to see it, to feel it, to have that deeper experiences of soul. That is second. Third, keep on going here and there. This world, now that world, that another. When you have to do this, whilst moving around, sitting, while talking, while doing everything, while giving speech, while listening to speech, while doing your work, while going to sleep, while taking bath, while riding, anywhere you are moving around, have that experience of going up and coming down. Fourth is flying stage. Fly above the attraction of matter and attraction of body, of vice. There is no pleasure in any of the vices. It is feigned pleasure. It is as if just an illusion. You are feeling, but there is no pleasure in this body at all. This body cannot give you pleasure. So that is going on below. And I am dancing. I am flying bird. I am going up, 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 up. Baba has said somewhere that you keep on flying with Bab Dada. You keep on moving with Bab Dada. As he is the seed, you are the seed. And you move in that stage of the seed. So this is from today's Murli and homework. Churn on this. And regarding the remembrance, increase remembrance, the fragrance, and see that vices have become. Keep on seeing yourself as that Vishnu. Remove that face and put by your face there. You can use Photoshopy for that. You can use Photoshopy for that, just as she was telling. And even that pose of that Devi, horrible, that terrible Mother Kali. You become that Mother Kali and killing that demon. And that demon is some sanskar, some vice, some weakness, some imperfection, some flaw, some fault in your personality. So you are killing that, and you can write there, ego, and I am killing with that trident. That trident is straight away going inside, that Trishul is going and killing that demon. So have that vision. This is a, you know, visualization in yoga. See this, you are carrying that and it is going. See that you are sitting like that, the storm is around, and yet you are so relaxed, so calm, so quiet, so tranquility on the face. So that is my poster, my picture, my portrait. Who is living? Baba has said two words, he has used one place. Who is living? Who is master? Who is living? Who is master? Remember these two words from today's Murli. Who is living? Who is master? Chaitanya. Who is Chaitanya and who is master? You are that. I am Chaitanya and I am the master. So this body is below me. These demons are below me. They cannot overpower me, empower me. So create that vision and keep on doing service. No matter people come or not come. You keep on doing. Imperishable. This knowledge is imperishable. Okay, so this is in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.